This is a Pinball News production.
Hello, everybody. My name is Dennis, and this is Gerard. We started this project about a year and a half ago, and I was at this Tron unboxing party with the Demolition Man on steroids. And he, for about 3 years, he had the idea of turning a Johnny Mnemonic into a Matrix machine, but there was no way of getting the Johnny Mnemonic to convert it to a software that, Matrix software, of course. So when he saw the Demolition Man on steroids, he came to me and he said, "Wow, I have this dream of making a Matrix." And I didn't know the Johnny Mnemonic that good. So he showed me something about the way you play Johnny Mnemonic, for fun that is, using the backflip technique. I don't know if you guys know the backflip technique. Unfortunately, we can't show it on the screen. We had it on the iPad. But if you hit the ball through the right loop, it bounces back on your left flipper. Don't flip with your left flipper. Let it bounce to the right flipper and flip it again. You get that loop. You can make about 12 to 25 loops in a row.
You can do that through the for the left to the right. It's a kind of technique I played for years. You can do it on Attack from Mars, Medieval Madness. It's fun to play. But that's not the, yeah, that was that's how I played Johnny Mnemonic. But always thought Johnny Mnemonic was a prequel to the Matrix. They got so much similarity to the machine. But I could do the hardware with friends, but I couldn't do the software. So Dennis was involved. And 2 years ago, we were here at the Expo 2011, and just for fun. And we said to each other, "Well, now, well, let's do it." And 1 year later, we finished the project for, I think, 90%. And I brought some translates and some photos and some videos to show people. And they were all very enthusiastic. And we're now a year later, and we have built a second machine. The second machine is even better than the first. And I was on Pinsight, and I thought, well, yeah, everybody was very thrilled. But not the way I liked it. So what I thought to myself, well, let's bring it over. Let's show it to you. And we've been here last night, and I think you all enjoyed it.
Yeah, the responses are very good. We always say, when you see it on a picture, it's like, oh, it's a Johnny Mnemonic conversion. But we made it a completely different machine. We don't use the diverter for the pop bumpers that much. Mostly not, to be honest. But you can control it with the left upper flipper button. So if you get the ball to the right flipper, but you want it on the left, shoot the left loop, hit the button, diverter opens, and the ball comes back on your left flipper again. So you're ready for your next shot. All the software that we did was kind of for home use only. There's a very deep rule sheet to it. It is based on making combos and the spinner itself to start lock mode.
Sure. Too bad we can't show pictures. Anybody got an idea how to hook up an iPad? No. For instance, 2 years ago we started. Dennis was making a start with the software, and I had to think a lot about how to do the hardware. I'm handy with some things, but not with this kind of stuff. So I have to ask a lot of friends to help me. I don't have any friends left. Sorry, but I did it, and I think about 11 guys helped me with it. Took us 3,000 man hours to build it. Dennis put in around 1,600 hours of it. And we killed, just a guy maybe put 5 hours on it, and the other guy put 100 hours in it. But with a team, and all with no pay, some things I have to pay, but it's all for the love. And we never thought it would end up like this.
We hoped it would.
We hoped it would. And last year I was here and I showed George Gomez what we have done. And he gave me a thumbs up and he signed my translate. And I smiled from ear to ear. And it's like just kids, little boys' dream that's come true.
Maybe you can do some questions just a little over, because like I said, we don't have any image. We want to do show you some stuff with the video, but yeah, it's not available, so we have to improvise a little bit. Yeah. But the software, it's just like a normal pinball machine. I added lots of stuff in the attract mode. Like gameplay wise, you can say if you want to make restarts or not, how many balls per game. How many combos you want to do for a lock mode? How many spinners for the multi ball ready? We also have the throwing spikes that from the Johnny Mnemonic. It gets on after your amount of combos. The drop target. You can start a mode by making the numerous of combos. On the user settings, but you can also hit a drop target. So let's say if you one drop target hit is enough for me. If you set it to one, it goes to about 9. There's a way to cheat on modes. When we first started programming it, we wanted to be. You have to achieve certain goals to achieve the mode, to get to the wizard mode. But as said, the rules are pretty deep. So let's say if you make the first award on the throwing spikes, and you have played a mode but you didn't achieve it, you can cheat it on the condor menu and still get that mode achieved. So even for players with less skill, it's possible to get to the wizard mode.
Because it is a custom game and there are some rules in it that is not for a competitive game, for competitive play-in. We had some ideas and we worked it out. Let me show you, you got Nebuchadnezzar mode. If you know the movie, there is a scene in it. The Sentinels are coming in and the Nebuchadnezzar, the hovercraft, is landed on an... or something, and they have to be very quiet, so they charge the EMP, and if the sentinels are sensing them, they're gonna charge the EMP to shut down the sentinels. So what we have done, you start Nebuchadnezzar, and then you have to make through the loop, through the spinner, to go to the upper in lanes, and then spell EMP. You actually have to shoot them three times. Not if the pop bimper's throwing them back, you get a second letter. You have to make it three times. If you've done that, you shoot it in the Nebuchadnezzar, where it used to be the hand popper. There are three balls coming down. And what do? You catch them on your flipper. Don't hit anything, catch them. You hit three balls, two balls, or one ball, doesn't matter. Catch them, do nothing. When they're all still, confirm it with the blue flippers, and the flippers will hold by itself, and that's how you end the game. It's you have to be silent.
You have to get all the three balls silent. That's the idea. So we program some stuff that you cannot cheat the mode. Let's say you got two balls on one flipper, and one ball is still in the game. The game counts down to zero. That's the moment that you really have to get all the balls silent on the flippers. You get a cheat mode, and the mode ends without score. So.
Yeah, that's one mode that has never been done, and we thought it would be fun, but you can't do that in competitive playing. We got the Morpheus mode. Now, Morpheus is a very famous sequence to the movie. Unfortunately, nobody can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. And he's going to do you take the blue pill. Story ends, you wake up in your bed, I believe, whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, the story ends, and Yeah, you know all about it. So, for instance, the flippers are mirrored, and
because Morpheus is always
standing with hands on his back. That's the idea. And then flippers are mirrored. You can set it off, but it's not fun. But anyway, the flippers are mirrored. You have to shoot the right ramp. The right ramp is the blue pill.
Red pill.
Red pill. And the left ramp is the
blue pill.
Blue pill. Yeah. Shoot this ramp. And you end. You start the mode.
Yeah, you finish the mode.
And
it gets over to multiple.
Yeah, shoot the other ramp, or the inlane switch. You flip it. Your ball drains. You get another ball. You get another chance. If you hit it again, the ball drains. You go to the next ball. So it's over for that ball. There's some Johnny Mnemonic. For sure, it's my normal or regular game. But the two things for Johnny Mnemonic. Like the hand, I think it's a great future, but when you play it a lot, it's you get no flow. It's a stop and go. So what we've did when there is a ball into the hand or the Nebuchadnezzar, P-Rock is laying it into the matrix. Actually, yeah. There is a matrix in the Johnny Mnemonic.
Yeah, the hand is completely automated.
So you get all flow. The first ball with the Johnny Mnemonic goes straight into the pop bumpers, and now just correctly it comes to the flipper, so you can't.
It goes all the way around.
All the way around, and so you get flow. It's all flow, and that makes it fun. I think it's the fastest game you can. There is around, but you have to come play it, and you can see it for yourself.
Well, maybe I can give you a little impression about the sound and stuff that we did.
Yeah.
You can't really see it, but it gives you an impression of what happens. I started with I will bring a ball and play, make some combos, and try to start the Nebuchadnezzar mode that Gerard just explained.
Yeah.
Fortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself.
This music is the music for the mode ready. So mode is now ready here in the popper. We go to Nebuchadnezzar mode. Okay, so I got 20 seconds now to spell the first letter here on the inlanes for the pop bumpers. So let's make the E. That's the first letter. You can't cheat it. You really have to make all the loop three times. Like I said, you can't cheat it. The second. So you made the three shots. The score is going up. So you got 18 seconds left. So the longer you wait, the higher your score will be. So if you want to take the risk not making the shot. And now we get three balls get three balls silent, dead on the flippers. And you finish the mode. And you get your ball back.
The wizard mode. I got a lot of games at home. And for instance, Attack from Mars, one of my favorite games also. When you get Ruler of the Universe, I want to stop. I get the Grand Finale, I get the Wizard Mode, I don't want to play anymore. So what did we thought about for the Wizard Mode to the Matrix? If you can achieve it, and I get it at home for a year, I don't finish it yet. And I think I'm a good player, but not as good as
Lime Sheets
or so. But I didn't achieve it yet. But if you're making it, you are the one. You finish the game. And that's never been done before, I think. Martin said to me, there was one game that did, but I didn't enough. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. But
well, what you're trying to say is, if you achieve the wizard mode, you won't get any more balls. So let's say you got it on five balls, and you finish the game on three balls.
You don't get your dollar back. So
you won't get your dollar back.
Yeah.
No, the game will end, and you will get extra bonuses, super bonuses for every ball you have left during the game. So you will be rewarded, of course. It's not that the game resets and you go back to Cypher mode again and Smith mode again, because you already played everything.
Wizard mode is several levels, like Cirque du Soleil Grand Finale.
Yeah.
You start with spelling Kung Fu. You make a shot, a ladder, and when you shoot it, it's on. Shoot it again, it's off. So you have to make all shots
once
or twice or thrice.
Yeah, five times. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the first goal. Kan er nog afgaan.
During the game, if you really achieve a mode, the ladder can be turned off. So the better you do during the game, the easier the wizard mode gets.
Yeah,
but on the first part.
On step one, you can still.
You get a ball saver.
No, you can get a ball saver.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you're in a wizard mode, if you drain the ball during step one,
The game is over. Yeah, the game is over. Sorry. If you go to step two,
can we just show it to him?
Yeah, you just show it. It's more fun.
Yes, better. We're not gonna do the flip, but. If everybody stands up, then maakt niet uit. Hij staat nog op normaal. Ja, ja. Zijn er wel twee. Just resetting the game. You can only cheat for trying the wizard mode if you got a zero score.
To see it for yourself. Right now, you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole. So what do you need? Guns. Lots of guns.
So he just finished the first level of the wizard mode. The second is just shoot. You have to get to room 303, so you have to make 303 switches. Every ball drain deducts 6 switches. After this, you have to make one more shot. There's no ball saver. So if you are the one and you made it all through this, you can make this last shot as well. You made me smile from my ear to ear with that applause. Thank you very much. We try to use the longest displays in pinball history, I think, for the wizard mode, because like Gerard said, he's a good player. He didn't get there playing for a year now. So when you make it, you have to be rewarded for it.
Yeah,
so
okay. So are there any questions?
Yeah, how did you guys make the video sequence?
How we made it. Used a copy of the DVD and made it to a video file. I first made all the effects and the sounds and the speech and all that. I did that in Cubase. I mastered that after that. Then I take the scenes that I want from the movie, add that edit that to the music as well, render it to one file, go back to Adobe CS, and from there I make it to a PNG file.
So.
Yeah. We cheated a little on some stuff. For the start of the cipher mode, I used the No Good Gophers intro, but I also dubbed it again with a speech from the movie. We did it, everything on the first movie because we think that's the most essential movie there is. I had everything on audio, one big file. I edited it into about 500 to 600 sound samples and started picking from that. So the question was about the music. We did use the music from the original score, from the movie score, and we did some tracks from the band soundtrack. Yeah, so we used the Prodigy and how do you call it?
Rob Zombie.
Yeah, Rob Zombie, stuff like that. Yeah. Anyone questions? Then I'd like to thank you.
Okay.